Hello, John Hockey. I'm going to give you some help. The idea of this podcast is to offer you help in preparing your coursework submission. I'd like to start off with three key words: research, evaluation, and justification. Let's start with research. Where are your main sources? iServe, there's a new channel on iServe Rural, that's most helpful. The RICS website, the States Gazette Interactive, EGI, local agents, and in fact other material that you find here in your coursework submission box. Moving on then from research to evaluation. Obviously you've got various sources that you're going to be using, but remember that whilst national evidence and research is helpful, your coursework is based on a site which is in Cirencester. So try and use the material you've got, evaluate it to bring it to the area that we're looking at today. So it is not a national market, it is a local market, but you will have to use some national statistics to back up your facts and figures. And when I'm talking about comparables, not a list of comparables, not just a schedule of properties that you go onto a comparison website and do a quick cut and paste, but something which is a bit more realistic, because you're going to be justifying what we're going to be needing. So you're going to compare, you're going to contrast and evaluate the evidence that you found. So justification. Your opinion is going to be based on facts, not ideas. You won't find the exact comparable that you need, but you have got some evidence that you can look at, compare, contrast, and find the answer. But in finding that answer, you may well find one big problem, that there is some uncertainty in evaluation. So go to the RICS pages through iServe and find out what the RICS recommends you say about valuation uncertainty in evaluation report. So now for you to remember. What have you got to remember? Well, the first thing I think you should be remembering is that you are not just providing a Red Book report. You will be providing a Red Book report, and you will also be providing a market appraisal, which is not a Red Book report. The Red Book report itself has got to be signed and dated. And then you'll have to sign and date the end of the report as well. Remember your terms of engagement. Remember that you can find a lot of material that you need either within the box, that is the coursework box, or RICS Red Book, practice statement 2, and the appendices that go alongside it. Remember, spell check and proofread. Please, you'd be amazed at the number of mistakes that are made, and some of them are quite rude. Next point, it is a prize. There is a prize available, courtesy of Bruton Knowles. It is expected to be a professional report, and that reflects both the requirements for presentation and for content. One last point, as far as the coursework is concerned, you will make sure, please make sure, that you read both the marking criteria and the brief very clearly. You'll notice that it says you must not just rely on material you're learning through this module, but other modules as well. So for instance, planning. Yes, you'll be looking at the Cotswold Local Plan. Yes, you may well be looking at what it says about diversification of rural estates. But the fact is that you have to synthesize that knowledge as well. So it's not just valuation. A valuation report brings together material learned from various modules. So please remember, study, remember, study, remember. Not just for this module, but for other modules. And to close, any questions? You know what I say, don't struggle, ask. Bye for now.